It's time for another episode of Kitchen the Coach featuring Uncle G, BHB, and Back Nine. This is your sometimes weekly beer drinking, hockey talking podcast with a group of guys who know nothing but sure talk like they know it all. If you're ready for slanted views and opinionated rants about nothing, then let's give it up for Kitch and the Coach. Welcome to Monday. It's Monday? Kitch and the Coach. Monday.
Is it for Mondays?
Oh, this comes out Mondays. Draft picks is on Thursdays. It's Kitch and the Coach. Sorry. We're back for the first time since November 29th.
No.
That was the last time we recorded anything.
Jesus November Christ. 29th. Fucking Brian.
I know.
So busy.
Well, between Brian being busy and Garrett not making it here till 11:30 most nights.
That's true. I'm not going to argue that.
You can't.
You got nothing to say
you
to that.
You can't argue that.
That's because these guys don't tell me what's going on.
Well, you just read your fucking text. It's not the last one that came in. That's all.
Yeah. So,
37.
We're sitting around the garage at Back Nines. It's me, Kitch. I'm here with Coach.
Yo, bitches.
Here with BHB.
Hello.
Here with Uncle G.
What's up, everybody?
And I believe Back Nine is...
Hi, everybody.
Well, hello, Back Nine. That was funny.
That was good.
So, yeah, like I said, it's the first time we've been here since November 29th. And
that's a long time.
It is a very long time, considering we were doing this once a week for the longest time.
Well, it's spring, summer now, so we'll be back more often.
Yeah. Life gets in the way a little bit when hockey season's going on and kids are playing three nights a week and tournaments and all that jazz. It's
Brian hard. Brian already introduced you, Rob, so
yeah, Brian said hello for
it's
you.
A very manly voice.
Yeah
Hi, my name is Rob.
You gotta time your piss bakes properly.
Piss bakes properly.
Colin L.
All right, so I thought this week we'd kind of skip over everything that's gone on in the NHL because it's been forever since we recorded. It'd be impossible to get that caught up, but we'll just talk about Oilers as they are right now. So under Jay Woodcroft, finding a lot of success, the Oilers are. We're in the midst of a six-game win streak, second in the Pacific with 89 points, six back of the Flames, and three ahead of LA after the big win the other night.
Let's just say this is the third time that he's had a five-game win streak since he took over.
That's true. Yeah. And I saw, I can't remember the exact stat, but since Woodcroft took over, the Oilers have more points than anybody. Other team in the NHL. Yeah. So when everyone said, why make a change in coaching? That's why. There was obviously a problem. 10 games left. Starting with tomorrow night against the Avalanche, then Minnesota, Nashville, Vegas, Columbus, Pittsburgh, San Jose, and Vancouver. So not a necessarily an easy final 10 games. That's a tough run, man.
Well, the next three are the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's the NHL.
Everybody's
yeah.
If you can't beat the best,
yeah,
fucking bad. You don't deserve to beat her, right?
Well, it's like you said earlier, you're not a
player. Arizona every night and think we're the best team in the fucking league.
Nope, yeah, that's for sure.
You got to beat... Pittsburgh,
that is a tough stretch, though. Like, the next three games are huge.
Life's tough.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's a big stretch.
He's trying to prove himself, you know.
Prove you belong.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
There's just that, too. I heard today that this is the first time that, I don't know if it's in a long time, that they've swept the California trip.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it was. Yep. Yeah. I heard that too.
The difference with Woodcroft and the rest of the coaches, he realized that you cannot run a team on two lines.
No.
Right? And so he realized that. He come up, he coached all these young guys that are up with the Oilers right now in AHL. He knows they're good. He boosted their confidence. He told them they're going to play him no matter what. So the guys ain't afraid no more to make mistakes and get benched or, you know, play 5 minutes a game. So you got to roll at least three lines and four.
Yeah.
Mostly at least three lines, right? Before, the coaches ran two lines, and the odd time the third line got out there, the odd time, like, you know, 6 minutes a game, the fourth line got out there. But you can't run a team for 82 games like that, man, and make the playoffs. You got to run your, you know, your top dogs down. The teams go out there, they know they only got to play two lines. Put Nuge back in the third line. makes the team, you know, three lines deep right now, like the Penguins did back when they won that cup, their third cup. And that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can't run two lines no more.
They're definitely more solid on the forward lines.
Well, you have to.
You don't have two lines anymore. You got a third and, you know, a pretty decent fourth line now where the last few years they never had that.
Tippett ran two lines, man. And so teams are like, yeah, we'll just, you know, run, stop the two lines and the other ones, you know, we'll bang them out and we're good, right? So now players ain't scared to make a mistake and sit on the bench for the rest of the game or, you know, two games or whatever. So you got to give guys, you know, when you're in the NHL, you know you're a star. You got to boost their confidence and make sure that they know they can make a mistake or two. It's okay.
Yeah.
But also as a personnel to run the three lines.
Hey?
They're the personnel now to run three lines.
Right. But Nuge going back to the third was great. Because now we all of a sudden they picked up Kane. It dropped everyone back. So they were able, because of Kane, to drop Nuge back. Without Kane, Nuge cannot drop back to the third line. Because there are two lines and even two lines right there, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
It was a big pickup.
It was huge. It was huge.
Yeah.
Well, and all the naysayers, I think, are starting to come around a little bit. Because,
well, hoping, you know, you always got to hope that Kane's going to produce, which I think he's
outperforming. I think he's
exceeded expectations.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. I would agree.
And if you watch him, how many times, like, I watched the last few games, man, you know, those passes that Kane gets, like, some of those passes, you know, most players miss or don't get him on net. He gets the pass and he always gets him on net. Like,
yeah.
He gets no matter how strong it is, he still gets that puck on the net, and it's like, it's always like, he's getting a puck to the net. And that's the main thing, is like, he's getting those shots on, right?
Right. So, looking at the stats today, the, of course, Connor's leading the league with 108 points. Huberdeau's right behind him with 102, and Leon Draisaitl, 101 points. Leon hit 50 goals, and that's the second year in a row, I believe. For Leon. And
not in a row.
Not in a row, but...
Oh, right. Second, yes, time. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And he's 6 points back of... I don't even want to say the name because I know what's going to happen.
Six goals or points?
Six. Sorry, six goals behind...
Five.
Austin Matthews.
It's five goals.
Six goals today, wasn't it?
Six.
Yeah.
Matthews has 56 scored 56, last night.
56. He's
fucking cunt.
He ain't going to catch him.
No, I don't think so either, unfortunately. We'd all like to see that.
Who
but
knows? There's still 10 games.
There's a chance, I guess.
But it's hard, yeah.
Well, he could.
It's not in his favor.
No, that's just it. He's
Austin Matthews could get injured, just throwing that out there to the universe.
Be awesome.
We never want to see anyone get hurt, but if Matthews could get hurt, that'd be great.
I just put it out there. I
want to see him get hurt, him and his fucking mustache.
Well,
except the mustache gone.
So what do you guys think we improved on at the trade deadline, and where did we miss out?
Well, I think we improved at all at the trade deadline. We got
I think we improved, just not a great, because we picked up that D-man, right? So we got Depp.
Kulak,
yeah. Bouchard was doing really good. So he's another centerman, another guy to add to the fourth line, who's a solid player. Now, at one time, he was a rock-solid player. I would never call him a star, but he was definitely one of the best. What a fucking catch. But I think we improved, but we gave up nothing, which was the big key, right? We didn't give up key draft picks. We didn't give up a key player in the roster. So all we did was add a depth.
Yeah.
Kulak, I think, he played top four for Montreal going to the Stanley Cup Finals. We got to remember that. He can be really good. So he can play in our top four. He can play in our bottom, you know, fifth, sixth defenseman. So I think at the end of the day, we definitely improved, man.
Did he take Chris Russell out of the lineup?
I don't think we got way better. 100%. No, we never got way better. Oh, yeah. But we had a more depth, so if we get an injury on the D, now we got another guy that can play our top four that we never had before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say you didn't improve, but it's not, but
we never gave up nothing.
It's significant.
Yeah. No, but it's remember, we gave up nothing. We got Holloway coming up next year, right? I think the summer is a big thing for Holland to get his shit together. And, you know,
oh, he's fired this summer.
No chance.
No more Duncan signings.
No way.
When they get knocked out in the first round, I get my $50 and Holland's gone. I can't wait to get back on this.
I'll bet you $50 he doesn't get fired. Then you owe me $100. There's no way he's getting fired.
He should be fired.
No, why? Are we going to go back to Duncan Keith? That's why? You're an idiot.
Immediately after that, he should have been fired.
There's no way. He's not getting fired.
Old and stupid.
So... what about goaltending? Like, Mike Smith's been on the ball. He's, 5-0-1, I think, his last six. Koskinen's been playing well. everyone's saying to bring up Skinner and let him play.
Let him play for a couple.
Is this the time of year you want that, though, when you're fighting to stay in that playoff spot? Is this when you need or want Skinner?
You run with who's hot. Mike Smith hasn't lost in five games or six games or whatever it is. Play him till he loses, then play Koskinen.
Yeah.
Just keep him going, man. He's very unorthodox goalie. He's flopping and going all over the place, but...
Well, I think that the overtime goal from the game the other night is no doubt. The San Jose goal is no doubt probably the top five goals of the year. And
don't forget about last night when he knocked that puck down behind the net.
Yes.
It was crazy. The hand coordination that he had to knock that puck down at the end of the game and stop it and... make a nice pass.
Yeah. He made big saves yesterday.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Got to work on his five hole because the last three goals that scored on him were all five hole goals.
And that shorty goal was a bad one too. Five hole.
That was a Barry mistake.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was for sure. Blue Jays. Yeah. We've been watching the home opener today for the Jays. They were down 7-0 and came back to win. Was it 10-8 or something 10-8, like that?
Yeah.
So. See. This looks like a good crew of ball players this year for sure. They're having a lot of fun up there.
I would too if I got paid fucking hundreds of millions of dollars.
Who do you start tomorrow, Brian? Who do you play tomorrow against Colorado?
You play Smith again. Well, you run the hot hand.
You just keep going, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think you take him out until he deserves to be taken out. And the way he's playing, like I said, 5-0-1 the last six games.
Yeah.
Why fix what's not broken?
He's only had three goals on him in two games, too, right? Or three games, too. He's been
on a great run, for sure.
Yeah.
I go back to last year. He played fantastic for 28 games, and then it comes to playoffs, and he was on a downturn. So,
it wasn't him who lost. They couldn't score last year in the playoffs.
Fair enough, but he never won him a game either, so...
No, that's very true.
The goalie's got to steal you a game once in a while.
Well, every game that was, what was it, 2-1? Out of those four games, I think it was 2-1 and 3-2, those games.
How many did they win?
None of them, but they couldn't score. So you can't score. Like, if you're letting in two goals and you can't win, that's not on the goalie to me. That's your fucking forwards.
Weren't we up 5-1 or something like that at some point? And
well, I don't know, blew about five, maybe.
4-1?
Maybe 4.5, I can remember.
4.5, 1?
No, okay, yes, but again... Defensive breakdowns and shit, right?
When we go back to Mike Smith, you take these seven games out, and nobody wanted him to play a fucking game in an Oilers jersey ever again. So I hold my...
Yeah.
I hold this, whatever you want to call it, until...
Grudge?
Your stance?
Until he wins a playoff series, and then I'll jump back on board. Or a playoff game, even. I'll take that.
Yeah, he hasn't won a playoff game in the Oilers, has he?
Nope.
No, he won in Chicago, the buy-in. Would they lose 3-1, right?
Was it him or Koskinen that won that one?
Oh, Smith played those. Smith,
yeah. So, well, yeah, I mean, he's 1-7 over the last 2 years in playoffs. So I'll hold my jumping back on the bandwagon until he proves it.
Well, I'm driving the bandwagon bus.
Oh,
here.
You're on the bandwagon when they're fucking 0-11.
That's a true fan, Brian. True fan.
So who do you think they're going to line up against first round of the playoffs? Or who do we want them to line up
LA.
As?
Yeah, I think you want to play LA. That's your...
You want home ice, though, right?
Yeah.
I'd take even LA and not have home ice. I think that's your best matchup going into the first round.
Well, it's LA or Vegas is who it's going to be, right? LA. Vancouver
or it could be Dallas or
Dallas Nashville. And Nashville's in there right now.
No, they can't play in the third place
in the Pacific.
It's just Vegas or...
It's Vegas or L.A.
And I'm taking L.A. because Vegas is going to put all their studs back in.
Well, right? I mean, you technically could still pass Calgary because they're only, 3 points behind them, right? And
who's that?
Calgary.
Six.
The Oilers?
Yeah.
We're six points back.
Six, yeah. Three games, sorry. That's
I think you just want to play games. L.A. and go from there. You can't beat L.A., you're fucked anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we're gonna pick our matchup, it's definitely LA we want to go up against.
Wait, first is playing Dallas or Nashville, right?
Yeah, you don't want to play either one of them.
Nashville's fucking heavy.
I don't want to play either. I don't want to play. I play LA all day over Dallas or Nashville.
Well, I'd take Dallas over Nashville too. I'd rather play Dallas than Nashville.
100%, but I'll take LA first.
So as it were, Colorado plays the last wild card team.
Yeah.
Because they're top. They're not. No one's beating them.
They don't want to play Nashville either.
Yeah, Colorado. they're sort of Toronto-ish where they just can't get over that hump in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
To make a run. So.
So I think they want to play Dallas too, because I think once they get over the hump, like Toronto, once if Toronto gets past the first round, then I think look out for Toronto, right? Because now, you know, that the mind, you know, the mind's right, because now all of a sudden don't tell me they're not thinking about, you know.
Oh, for sure they are.
There's a lot of pressure getting out of that first round. But once you get in the first round, that pressure comes down, and you start playing freely a little more, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Get your eyes on the prize.
So who's the prediction then for the cup? Who does everyone think is going to actually go?
Oilers.
Your realistic
prediction.
And
you're not even joking.
I'm not even joking.
Well, I think at the end of the day, look, man, you got to knock out Tampa first.
Yeah.
If Tampa's not your, like, number one team, well, you don't even watch hockey. Like, number one, Tampa's got better this year than last year. Yeah, only thing you're hoping is that they're getting tired and, you know, their drive's not there no more. Right?
Let's make it a little easier.
That Atlantic division is tough.
Who do you pick as your top two out of the West and the top two out of the East if you...
Ugh.
I'm going to pick Tampa and Florida. Colorado.
Say it. Right. Just to piss them off. Say it.
I don't want to say it. Maybe even Calgary, man, because Calgary's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Calgary's a tough team right now. Like, they got depth, they got defense, they got a goaltender, and they're playing the right way, so.
Fuck them.
I know, but it is what it is. They,
if Calgary plays Nashville in the first round, they'll be out.
Hey?
If Calgary plays Nashville in the first round, they're out.
No, they could be. I'm not saying that, but, like, we all know it's, look, there's no easy games no more, right?
No.
I don't care who you play, right?
Oh, they're all kind of playoff games now.
Look at Toronto, for example. What, they got to play Boston, Tampa, or, like, you know, Florida, or, like, Carolina. Yeah. Like, where do you go? Who do you want to pick? I don't know who to pick.
We got Washington, Pittsburgh. There's lots in the East, man.
Well, but right now, I think at all the years, Boston. Rangers. Boston's not the same team they ever were, either as the Rangers. So I'll take Boston and Rangers over Tampa, Carolina, and Florida.
But Boston plays Toronto. Boston's licking their chops because Toronto's going to be shitting their pants.
I'll take Boston all day, though, right now. Boston's not the same team they were. They're not.
No, not same team they were. I'm just saying they got Toronto's number, and they've had
it for
years.
But you know what? It's no different than you take Washington, right? Washington never won a cup until they beat Pittsburgh. They couldn't beat Pittsburgh for fucking 10 fucking years. And once they beat Pittsburgh, they won the cup that year. So Toronto's kind of in the same boat. Once if they play Boston, they beat them, all of a sudden their mojo's going, their pressure's off, and they're going to start feeling it, right? They're a good team.
I don't know how Toronto's going to beat Boston when they fly to Toronto and kick Matthews in his balls.
True.
I just say it's like probably the tightest year for some time.
Well, that's what's great about hockey, man. Because, you know, basketball, they got the super teams and this and that. But one thing about great about hockey is, you know what, like, really, make the playoffs, man. And you got to play the best. They're all good.
Chance.
All you got to do is go on a heater. That's it. You go on a heater, you're gold.
The Pacific Conference, say if Vegas was to make it right now, they're 82 points. And they're the lowest ones in the whole NHL right now for making the playoffs.
Yep.
If they make the playoff route. Like, fuck, the spread is pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tight grouping, right? Probably the tightest grouping we've seen in a long time.
Oh, no question. I think it is there. Like, I was listening to Elliot Friedman the other day, and he said there's seven teams. Like, you wouldn't want to try to pick a winner because there's seven teams that you could bank on. I'm hoping it's Florida. If it's not Edmonton, I'm hoping it's Florida. I'd love to see Huberdeau and Thornton get a cup for sure.
Oh, yeah. Florida's one of the...
Yeah. Like Drew, too.
Yeah, what's that? Too.
Oh, Claude Giroux, sure. I forgot that he went over
there. I dislike when guys get traded at the deadline and make a run like that. It's like to me, it's like a cheap way of winning a cup. Yeah, Ray Bourque way.
Yeah.
To me, you got to be like with the team all year and be part of it.
It would mean more for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. But
they wanted him on Florida.
I know what happens.
Or else he wouldn't have gone.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Even in those guys, they don't feel the same either. They wish they were there like the beginning and went through the grind and won the cup.
Well, you think Drew would have a better feeling winning a cup, picking up the cup first as a captain of the Flyers or getting it?
Yeah, 100%. But his option was go play golf or do you want to get, and you know, shit team or get traded. Trade deadline, right?
Exactly. No, I think if I had to pick, I'd be pulling for Florida. If it's not going to be Edmonton,
isn't it the team that everyone thinks is going to win gets knocked out first?
Well, that's what happened with Tampa Bay a couple of years ago.
Are you looking
at
the stats right now, G? Who would Florida play? Who's the last wild card in the East?
Washington.
Is it Washington?
Yeah.
That's tough, man. Like,
I know, but I think Florida.
Florida has the scoring power there, right?
Like, Florida's good.
They're just they're having fun. They're a young team. They're having fun. Like Carolina too. They're a young team. They're having fun. They're enjoying their time. They're fucking pumping those pucks in the net. They got decent goaltending.
Florida was just as good last year too. They were just as good last year as they are. They're pretty much the same team besides a couple additions like Drew and the guys at the deadline. Yeah. And they were out. Tampa kicked their ass 4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa doesn't have the same.
Oh, they're not in the same position they were last year. But that's
just them playing the game. They could, I think they're almost throwing it at the end just to fucking pick who they play, man. Like it happens.
Yeah. So if you lose this game, I play this guys. If you win this guy, you play these guys, right?
Yeah. Like they're only between Boston and Tampa right now. It's 1 point difference, right? And fucking 3-4 points difference between second place. In the Atlantic, so it's their game difference. Each game matters, right?
Back nine's falling asleep on us.
Nope, back nine's good.
I'd like to see Florida. I'd like to see the Rats. I'm looking forward to the Rats on the
exactly,
ice.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Some of the tradition down there.
That was just for cool. Scott Mellenby, wasn't it?
No, they do it. No, that's their thing now. Like,
but it was Mellenby that started it.
Yeah, because shot a rat at a...
Across the locker room.
Or something, yeah. But you guarantee that there's going to be rats all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't wait for someone to throw a fucking T-bone steak on the ice at the Oilers games, too. Like, that started in the 15. Two people throwing steaks on the ice, Alberta beef.
Yeah. That's funny.
We got the octopuses in Detroit, which that ain't happening.
Not with the price of beef, buddy. No.
I can't afford it.
No one's throwing a steak.
You'll see somebody run out after
going across the ice.
Better come down.
It's cheaper to throw a Chinese jersey on the ice for fucking $30.
Yeah.
A wish jersey.
Yeah. I would definitely like to see Calgary and Edmonton in the second round.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be good for the province, man.
It's good for hockey.
No, it is.
It's great for hockey.
And that's what everybody wants. Like, it's good for hockey, man.
Do you think Edmonton will fare okay against Calgary? Because
we'll be all right.
They'll pull up their socks. Like, I know Calgary's kind of had their number this year, but they're in the games, man. They're in every game. Like,
they are.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know what? You need those ones to get the rivalry back to how it used to be, right?
They
need to hate each other.
They're 2-2. Calgary 1-2, Edmonton 1-2.
Yeah, it was just that one game already. You know, that one game, too, we got to remember.
Tons of
that 9-5 game. It was 6-5, and then fucking Markstrom makes a 6-save and fucking Draisaitl.
Yeah.
It was 2-on-1. He made a 6-save to go down and score, and now it's 7-5, and it changed the game.
Yeah.
Oh, he scores totally right changed. There, 6-6. Who knows who wins, right? So that game, to me, was just a fucking. And Calgary's singing the same way, right? Same way.
And what did that one end? 9-5 or something?
9-5.
Like
but yeah, it's whatever, yeah. Right?
No, it's 2 empty netters.
To me, it's like what Aaron said earlier. It's the goalie. You got to get a goalie on a heater. That's what really is going to make or break a series, right?
Well, that's what happened.
If the goalie's
year.
Let 9 goals in, you ain't fucking winning no matter what.
No. No, that's right.
Montreal rode their goalie last year. Where did they got him? Yeah. Fucking Price is hot.
Yeah.
Took him right to the fucking final.
Yeah.
And nobody said Montreal was going to make it.
Oh, no.
I didn't fucking say it. You're the only Montreal fan.
That's part of what Rob said earlier. You just got to get yourself in, right?
And for me, it's not the amount of saves you make. It's the key saves. Like Rob said, the Markstrom save. Like, that was just a fucking key save. Like, he let in 3 shitty goals, but he made that save,
that
too.
That was the save that changed the turnaround.
That's a changing point.
You know what I mean? Like, if you let in a shitty goal, but you save fucking ridiculous goals to, you know, save that game.
But if you watch that game, before that save... Both teams were shit. There was no big save, right? It was just like back and forth, in, right? So, yeah, it's like you said, key saves, right? So, yeah, that game was going, but then all of a sudden somebody had to make that key save to change the fucking turning point. That was the turning point, right? And they go down and score right away, so now it's a really big, it's like a dagger, like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't score, we're not going to win 10-9. Like, it's almost, you know.
Unless you're playing in Toronto.
Fuck Toronto, Gert. Fuck them hard.
But, man, there's been a lot of scoring this season. Like, high-scoring games.
Oh, for sure there has, yeah.
Well, yeah, there could be, what, 450 goal scorers in the league? That hasn't happened for a long time either.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's fun to watch these games, too. Like the Toronto fucking Florida game the other day.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wish I was watching that.
Well, when Toronto was winning 5-1 and they lost.
Yeah. Those are the best games. I really
enjoyed that one. That was fun.
That's the second or third time that's happened for Toronto this year, so...
Yeah.
But, you know, to see these guys and seeing the NHL kind of evolve that much more to score goals. Like, a few years ago in hockey, they couldn't fucking score more than 3 goals a game.
Yeah.
Now the guys are pumping in 9.
Well, not everyone's playing fucking trap hockey either. Yeah. Like that San Jose game was brutal, man. They went 1-3-1 or what? 1-1-3. Yeah. No forecheck. Like the puck's in the zone, and there's boring one guy in the fucking red line, one guy in the blue line, and three guys in the zone. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to watch those.
Who wants to watch that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You got 45,000 people watching baseball that probably, you know, is not the most entertaining sport in the world, but then and that's why people don't understand hockey. I'm like, why are these guys sitting in the zone waiting for these guys to come out?
Yeah.
Go get them.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch. And I can't imagine being fun to play in either because
no,
you're trying to get into the zone and you have fucking five guys on you. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back here in just a minute right after this commercial.
Oilers rule.
From Hot
Philly. Hot Toronto.
Are you hungry? Well, when my belly growls, I look for Hot Philly Steak and Fries, 9604 165th Avenue. If you're in the mood for a Philly steak or chicken with a great selection of sauces and seasonings, maybe a burger or a Cajun chicken Caesar salad, then get yourself to Hot Philly. And don't forget to grab some fries, mozza sticks, or mac and cheese bites to round out your order. 9604 165th Ave, Hot Philly, the taste that brings you back.
We'll move on. He's trying to make fun of himself.
Shout out to the Raptors making the top six when they're playing in tournament, right?
The Raptors made the top six?
Yeah. So you don't have to do that play-in tournament, right?
Yep.
You talk about the Hart Trophy that Matthews should win.
So who do you think's... Well, obviously the...
And smash your bathtubs at the same time.
To me, if Connor doesn't win the Lindsay, that's crazy. But... You know, if he doesn't win the Hart, I think Huberdeau wins it over Matthews myself.
Fingers crossed for Huberdeau.
Amazing guy. Man. Just there for 2 hours talking about me.
Someone's having a seizure over here.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Shut up.
So we didn't really have much on the docket for after we did a little Oilers talk, so we're going to get Brian to recap his day and let us know how it went.
Me and Rob watched the Masters, had a few beers, came home.
Barbecue. Where'd you go before that? Where'd you go before that?
Yeah. Hit some balls at the driving range.
How about before that?
Tried to pay for my tea time that I booked for a week in advance.
The one guy that's usually the most organized person I know books a tea time and then gets the date wrong.
But Brian, Brian's relationship grew today.
Yeah.
Grew. And I knew he fucked
up. Touched it. I didn't touch his, so it's not gay.
I'm out. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so the gist of the story is I booked a tee time yesterday, thought it was going to be for today, but realized when I got to the golf course and tried to pay that it was actually for next Thursday, so we couldn't go golfing today. So I fucked Rob over.
It was a nice day.
I was just a character in Brian's fucked up show.
It made my day. I was very happy when I heard that because I was very pissy that these fuckers were going golfing.
Yeah,
and
I was
wasn't.
Too. I was.
And I had to
work. I almost canceled a work trip to go next Thursday.
But then when I heard that they fucking booked it for a week, the wrong day. Oh boy, yeah. It made my day so much better.
Sounds like great friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can bust your friends' balls. What you got?
You're wishing the worst on us today.
No, I was. I wish you would have got 2 speeding tickets, 10 lost balls, broken club, and a club in the lake. That was my hope. Okay. But hey, not going at all and booking it for the week in advance is even better.
Yeah, you can make it.
Yeah, even better. I can make next week if you guys want to go.
Yeah, it's
invite scratch. I'm invited.
Not gonna lie, I drove to Lloydminster and back today, and the whole way I was angry.
You're not invited, Joe. Aaron's not invited, and Garrett's not invited. Me and Brian are gonna go again. We're gonna do this all over again.
And you're gonna touch him again?
We're gonna talk about next week.
Yeah. You gonna touch him again?
No, we don't touch each other.
This time we're gonna be a 2 rockets.
Sure,
Betty and Sally, 87.
Bertha and Beulah.
Bertha.
You'd never be so lucky.
Funny story though. That was that made my day.
Yeah, it.
Where were you guys going?
Sandpiper.
Yeah. I really wish it was like by the airport. That would have made it even better.
Yeah, if it were an hour drive away. That would have been
like I drive. We would have talked.
Like I said, I was angry all the way to Lloydminster, and then I was angrier coming back until I heard that it wasn't
Rob's
today.
Face
so
looked like what I told you. Oh, Rob's going to be really impressed with you guys. Door wide open, heat cranked.
Was Rob's it was face, similar. Did Rob's face look like when he thought he lost his
did
truck?
Did not look like he was happy.
Did you walk in the course? He's like, where's my truck?
I would say, judging by the look on his face, he's had enough of the truck jokes.
It was funny. Well, it wasn't funny for Rob. But.
Yes, it was.
It was funny for the rest of us reading the messages. I know that. So
it was a busy weekend. Got a backup Rob there. It was a busy one.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all had those days.
Picks Thursday.
Yeah, draft picks for Thursday.
Fuck on Rob, Day, is it or what? I thought we were going to talk about something like, you know.
Who's your heart winner, Garrett?
Connor.
Rob?
I don't know.
I think you got to go with Connor right now. If he keeps going to pace he is with the point advantage, I go with Connor.
If Matthews gets 60, he's guaranteed going to win the heart.
Yeah.
As much as I don't agree with it, but he's going to.
Matthews within, I think, 10 points with the goals he's going with. They get hit 60. Ryan's probably right.
Yeah.
He's got to be within 10 points. I think it was 15, 20 away, even with the points with Connor. With, you know, Connor's probably still going to hit 45, 47 himself, right? He might, who knows? Connor might hit 50. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have to see where the goals go. Goals are, you know, they do weigh them in a little more than assists, but if the gap is too big, like 20 points, you still got to go with Connor, right? So I think it's up to Connor. And Connor knows that, so don't worry. He's gonna up his game a bit too and try to hit 50. Connor hits 50 and he got a 15-point advantage or 10-point, he wins it. But if Connor hits 46 goals, 10 points ahead, and Matthews hits 60, 62, 63, Matthews gets it.
Yeah. What about like Huberto or even Josi? Like, they're not even in the conversation?
No, they don't get it.
You know what? I think Roman Josi should be.
Like, he's
Josi's going to get the top D, right? Right. Like,
I think who's on Nashville that's even close to Connor Matthews?
100%. I'm not.
Like,
I'm
the guy has, what does he have? He's got to have like 90 points just to.
You know what? I think
86, I think.
Yeah, that's close, man. Like, give me a fucking break, man.
I think it comes down to is that Josi don't have the name that they got, so he'll get the top D. But they don't really want him getting the MVP. But if it was Cal Makar, I think, or...
the only reason why I don't think...
Or Morgan Riley? Fuck. Yes.
Well, yeah, because he's sure. A Leaf.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though?
If he's a Leaf, and that's what fucking is annoying, because he's...
He's got 87 points as a fucking D-man.
Yeah, and who's he have on his team?
And the team when I make the playoffs.
Matt Duchesne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's...
100%, Aaron, that was a really
good
point.
Give me a fucking break, man. Like
Huberto, unless... Like, he got so many assists. Unless he beats Matthews in points, he gets it. But if not, he doesn't get it because his goals ain't up.
And he will beat Matthews in points. He's 15 away from him.
Huberto?
Huberto has 102 points.
Yeah, I know. He's only 5-6 points
away. Matthews has 86 or 87.
No, not Matthews. I'm talking about... Yeah, but Matthews got the goals.
Right? You're still talking Roman Josi.
Yeah. No, I'm talking like Huberto against McDavid.
Oh, I see.
Unless he beats McDavid in points, he's not even up for conversation because his goals are so low. He got 27 goals, right?
Huberto is 102 points.
Yeah, but he got 27 goals, so I don't... Because Matthews got so many goals, goals do count a little more, they think.
Yeah. Matthews.
So if Matthews was played for fucking Chicago, would we be talking about it right now? Probably not.
About this, though. Matthews also plays with fucking Mitch Marner, right? Like, Mitch Marner is a $10.5 million player, remember? So who's McDavid play with?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think
got fucking 40 points.
That's why I think Josi is a more valuable player to his team than Matthews is.
Yeah, no, probably. But
to his team, he's a more valuable player than Matthews is to his
Matthews
team.
Still should be there. I'll give him that. But I don't think if Matthews had 45 goals, are the Leafs still in the same position? I think they are, right? Because Matthews gets 3 goals and he wins 6-2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How important? Where's his goals? Look at his goals. How many empty netters? How many this? Right? McDavid, you can do the same thing with David, but at the end of the day, you can knock off 10 points. McDavid's still at 100.
Yeah.
Right? Matthews probably.
Well, if I understood the stat correctly when I read it today, if Matthews, I think they've got 11 games left. If he has a goal in 10 of those 11 games, he holds the record for goals in a season in the salary cap era.
Bernie Nichols scored 70 goals.
Right, in the salary cap era.
Like, no one talked about Bernie Nichols. He didn't win no fucking Hart trophy.
Matthews can shoot the puck and he can score. Listen, yeah. And he got a lot of assists too. Like, he got 96 points. Matthews, no fucking. He's good. And yeah. Bottom line, he is good.
He is good. There's no question.
He's a cunt.
But he's good. Doesn't matter.
No, he's good. But I just think because he's a Leaf, right, that people are fucking jerking him off way too much.
I think the guy that gets the most disrespect is Draisaitl because he got another 100 points. He got another 50-goal season, and no one even talks about him.
Yeah.
He's not even – no one even mentions his name in the hurt.
Yeah,
50, right? 51.
So it's like, how does Draisaitl – there's nights – the only person I think some nights can knock Connor off number one lead right now, right this year.
Is Draisaitl.
Some years there's other players, but this year, it's only Draisaitl.
Yeah.
He's the only guy some nights I'm like, Draisaitl's the best player in the ice, not McDavid, right? Not saying McDavid's not the best player, but you know what I mean. Draisaitl's the only guy that pushes him. And I think they push each other, you know what I mean? Because you know, they both want to be the best. Let's not get – but they both want the team to win first. They don't care who scores, and I know that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really don't give a fuck. They're like, okay, I don't care if you beat me in points. But Draisaitl is underrated. You watch him with the puck, his passes, the way he handles the puck.
No, no one passes like him.
No. And, no, but watch him protect the puck. You don't push fucking Draisaitl off the puck, and with, you know, he protects the puck like no one else either, and he gets underrated for how he protects the puck. You know, Crosby's very good at it. I think Draisaitl, to me, is number one or number two right now, protecting the puck and how he puts people off. He makes it look so easy that people don't even notice it because he's like...
it's like normal for him.
Like, Buddy's not trying. I think Buddy in the NHL defense is not trying to push him off the puck.
Or for sure.
Or the forward. But he makes it look easy. Sometimes it looks like they're just gliding and like kind of like just, you know, one-handing them, right? But
No, for sure.
I think Yossi's should be way up there in the conversation over... You know, Connor, Leon, Yossi, and Matthews, like even Goudreau, like he's fucking at 98 points or something too. Give me a fucking break, man.
Johnny Bukkake. I mean, Johnny Hockey.
He's got 34 goals.
Well, look at Chris Kreider. Isn't Chris Kreider third in the league in goals right now?
Yeah, but he got no points.
Where did he come from? I mean, he's never had a season like this before, has he?
No, but he got 46 goals, made like 60 points, so he's not up.
Well, I think it's the first time in a long time that there's so many people with that many points in the league.
Oh, I think so, yeah. There's no question.
Like, I don't know the exact stats, but that...
played 82 games in a while either.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, very true.
To me, the biggest MVP, like, award or whatever you want to call it, I think the one that the players... What was it? Lester?
Lindsay.
Or Lindsay, I mean, sorry. That, to me, is the true tale of...
The best.
Who the best player is. I mean, it's voted by the players. It's not the media guys, you know, the Toronto guys are voting their guy because,
no, you're 100%,
you know, they want him to win, but the players are the true tale.
When the players vote you, that's respect. Cause when they say you're the best, they played against you and they played against everyone. So that tells you, and that's like for me, myself, if we all played in the same league and you know, you got voted in, more than the wives voting in or something. Some fucking bullshit. That's what the media is like. They're all getting paid or whatever. Yeah. So I think that's the one that you lean back.
You want to win.
That's the one you want to win because everyone's like, yeah, man, like, I don't want to play against him. He's the best, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the Calder for you guys?
I like that defense. Wasn't it Cetar from the Detroit?
No, man. Dawson Mercer, boys. Dawson Mercer.
That was going.
Alex Newhook is really good. You guys laugh, but they're fucking good, though. Don't fucking laugh too hard.
Well, they're talking about Bunting, right?
Fuck that.
So that's what they're saying.
I know, but fuck that.
Fuck Bunting.
He plays with the other two guys.
We should open up our own network called ESN, called Edmonton Sports Network.
No, I know. TSN is like...
It's fucking brutal, man.
I think the Leafs own TSN right now, actually.
It's brutal. It is so biased and ridiculous. It's annoying. Like, I can't even... Listen to them. Like, they're just so fucking bonerlicious for these fucking guys.
He's had a good season, for sure. I think he's in the conversation, but he, I don't know, in my opinion, when you play with Matthews and
Marner,
I
think I get 10 points.
Obviously, yeah.
Two off my head, two off my leg. I'm going, we got 10 points. Like, you're doing okay.
He can shoot, he can score, he's a good player, but he's not... He's
also like 24, 25, I think, too. Like, he's older, too. So, to me, it's like, you know, you're comparing him to a 19-year-old kid who, you know, plays on a team that is shit. Like, you know, Mason Raymond plays on Detroit, last place team. And, you know, he's still doing great, right? So, you know, Snyder, like he said, defenseman. I watched him the other night, man. It's great, man. Like, he's a stud. He's like, almost like a next Lindstrom, right? They're playing on the shitty teams, and they're still excelling on shit teams when... you put those guys. Imagine Snyder with fucking Victor Hedman.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's a plus fucking 52.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You know, so all of a sudden, yeah. So you got to be, any player, you put him with the two best players in the league, you got to be okay.
Who votes for these things anyways? Who does that?
Toronto fucking Sun and Toronto fucking TSN and
bullshit.
Sportsnet Toronto. And
so according to an article from the Hockey News, the top five Calder candidates, starting at number five, are Bunting. Number four, Jeremy Swayman from Boston, their goalie.
Goalie, yeah.
Trevor Zegras.
Yeah, Zegras is pretty good.
Lucas Raymond. And number one, Moritz Seider from Detroit.
Detroit, but Lucas? I thought for some reason that's amazing.
Well, Mason Raymond used to play for the Vancouver Canucks. Yeah, Lucas, that's what, yeah, you're getting him confused.
No, let's go to the goalie.
Well, and Swayman's been really good for Boston this year, but
I don't give a fuck who wins that as long as it's not Bunting.
Yeah.
You said Mercer, we would have fought.
Sure. I'll pick the fucking Mercer over Bunting. Anybody over fucking any Leaf, always.
That's funny. Okay. I think that's all the hockey talk. What have you guys been watching on TV lately?
Pornhub.
Well, that's good. Anything
delay.
Anything specific or just scroll through?
Look, yeah.
Guy on guy.
You know, download it and guy figure it out. Guy.
I could see Rob being one of those granny gets it kind of porn guys.
If she winks at me in the first 10 seconds, and she's looking, is it where I fucking? I'm in, man. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
it's all about eye contact in the first couple seconds. They got me.
The Mrs. Robinson.
She's looking at me.
That's funny. Well, I will tell you, I just finished 1883. You've watched Yellowstone.
The Yellowstone one?
Is it good?
1883. It was a little slower than I expected to be compared to the actual Yellowstone series, but it was good. It was really good.
What's that on?
I watched it on Paramount Plus, which you can get on Prime.
How do you afford those things?
You got Prime.
I got Prime, yeah.
You got Prime?
Prime?
Well, you can order the channel through Prime. Paramount Plus, I think.
Can't afford it.
I did it through my Apple TV. But it's really good. And we just finished the new Dexter series, Dexter New Blood. Dexter, yeah, and it's on Crave.
Motherfucker, I got to get Crave.
Dexter's pretty good.
Yeah, I love Dexter.
We watched the entire first run of Dexter, the original.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it. Dexter New Blood was good. I didn't find it as good as the first one.
Dexter in it?
No, same Dexter. Oh, yeah. And this time, you remember how in the first season or the first series, it was his dad coming back to him and in his thoughts. This time, it's his sister.
Oh, okay.
Deb is.
Yeah, the one that was the cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I like those shows. I never really watched Dexter.
No, it's good. I tried watching it a couple times and couldn't get through it. And then when I actually sat down and got into it, I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
I'll binge watch. That's the way I am. Once I get into the show and I like it, I'm like,
geez. Yeah. Well, we're watching The Outsider right now, the Stephen King series, and it's a little weird for me. Yeah. Not a huge fan, but I'm looking forward to the new Ted Lasso and the new Yellowstone.
The one I've been watching on Netflix, because that's all us poor people can run through, is the F1.
Yeah, you said that.
Fuck, it's good. Like, I've never been a car guy ever.
No, but and, it's a storyline, right?
Yeah, you get into it, like you see just all the, it's a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, and
it's like Ferrari versus Ford. Like, I was never
a race car guy.
I wasn't a car guy, but it was a true story, so I was kind of interested once it was a true story. I like true stories and stuff based on, you know, reality. So once I started watching it and I got into the movie, like I was 20 minutes in, I was hooked, and when it ended, I think I could have went another half hour or whatever. Like, I wanted a series on that. So I think it's the same thing what you're talking about. Yeah. But it's just a series.
That sounds like a good one.
I just like the behind-the-scenes stuff where you don't get to see.
It's good.
You know, they were talking about that show on another podcast that I listened to, and the guy there said the same thing. Like, wasn't a race fan, wasn't into it, didn't follow it, and now can't turn it off when it's on. Like, it just gives you a whole different appreciation for the sport.
Yeah.
So
in my opinion, that's it's worth a watch for sure. If you're a sports guy and like like I said, the behind the scenes and the battles and the, you know, you see who hates who. And,
yeah, well, you get to see what it's all about. Interesting, yeah. And then you respect the sport more. And what those guys can do in a car and stuff, right? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize either, like, you know, when I watched the Ferrari versus Ford, the stuff that those, like, how skilled they are or what they do. Yeah, you know what? You might not think a car is a sport, but it is what it is. Whatever they, whatever you want to call it to me, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Sport or not, doesn't matter what they do.
Just the forces on the body.
I can't fucking do it. Yeah. And, you know, like horseback riding.
When
the F1, you like that, hey?
Yeah. I was just saying while you were gone there that to me, that was one of the better shows that I've watched.
But do you watch the races now? Like, do you?
No, but, well, I never did. But after watching that and just kind of concluded it this week, I was actually looking to see who was winning the first two or three races this week. So,
well,
if it's on tomorrow,
I started off at Pornhub and they guys went to F1. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's when I went to piss.
Well, when the when we first had the Edmonton Indy here, the very first year when I was with Canadian Tire, we were one of the title sponsors for the CASCAR, the Canadian NASCAR version and stuff like that. So I got to go down and do all kinds of events through the IndyCar drivers and things. We did the two-seater IndyCar.
Yeah.
And it is...
You drove in it?
Yeah, we were, like, we sat behind the driver in the two-seater. The like scariest fucking
sure.
thing I've ever done in my entire life.
I bet. To, what, 300 and...
Well, not only that, seconds. But you're pushed back in your seat because of the force.
G-force, yeah.
And they're so close to the fences when they go on the, like, take the outside in the turns that if I could have gotten my arm up like this, I could have scraped the fence, and he's doing it at 280 or 300
so
miles an hour.
The difference between F1 and NASCAR is just the different tracks. Well, obviously, the cars are different.
Well, the cars are
different. The F1, they're not all the same cars, like, as much as whatever, like, Mercedes or whoever it is can build their own cars, and so they're all, like, faster or they're different. But I think NASCAR, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not a car guy, but NASCAR, they're all the same car. It just comes down to driver, and you go around the track.
Circles.
Yeah.
And F1 is more turns and shit, right?
Yeah, depending on the track where you're at. So that's, again, I could
and
be
I think
completely
NASCAR,
wrong.
Or sorry, not F1, they all have to be, like, hand-built, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have, like, they got a whole team just customizing every single...
Oh, yeah, it's part. All, like, technical. Like, they see, they got, it's all computerized, basically.
Yeah, they got, like, machines to just mill everything out, like, in the truck.
I've been to a NASCAR race. NASCAR race is pretty fucking cool. Like, even though they're just going in circles, it's pretty, like, there's thousands and thousands of fucking people there. Just love it.
And also, like, the guys at work are just, like, right into it. Like, every weekend, that's what they do, right? They
The grandstands are packed, and then in the middle of the track, there's a...
The trailer park. The
fucking, yeah, exactly. But they're all sitting on top of their trailers, drinking their Budweisers, just loving it. Like, it's... It's a pretty cool experience. Like, I'm not, I don't like racing. I like to race my car. Like, I'll drive fast, but I don't like follow it. But it was pretty cool to see.
I was supposed to go to, when I went to Chicago with Mobil 1 Oil, and we were supposed to see a race at the Chicago Speedway. And it rained so hard the day before that they had the dryers out on the track. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
With the jet engines or whatever. And they couldn't dry the track to the point where they were safe running the race. So I didn't get to see it. I had to fly back home.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, just the noise and the smell of the tires. And it was pretty cool. Yeah. I would definitely do that again. I wouldn't mind seeing an F1, but because they're faster, right? F1 cars are faster.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like 300.
The one thing that I really enjoyed about the Edmonton Indy was when we were doing we did our pit tours. We got to go down in, we got to see, I was like from here to Rob from Danica Patrick for about 20 minutes.
That's Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, right?
She was very nice.
I was down at the Edmonton one too.
Yeah.
I like the Edmonton one.
That was only here for a couple years, right?
2 years,
No, it was here for a little more than that, wasn't it? 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Problem was my buddy had passes where we had free food and free drinks.
Oh, free drinks, yeah. Watch out.
Yeah.
We heard a couple of cars zoom by, but other than that, I was at the bar.
I just went to the race the very first year because we were involved in it, and then I went down to see the Sam Roberts band, I think the second year he was playing down there.
Did they pull it because there wasn't enough fan?
I think it was the airport down there.
Something to do with politics.
The development, right?
Yeah.
The fans was there.
Oh, yeah.
Something would do with the fucking city, those cunts. Eh? Yeah. City, fucking city, city guys.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Probably politics, though.
Too busy saving the elephants at the zoo.
Yeah, man. I love Lucy.
So while you were inside, we were just going over the shows we've been watching. Anything on your list that you would recommend?
Yeah, that show on Crave that Brian can't afford to watch is with the Magic Johnson era, the Dynasty of the Lakers.
Yeah, what's that called?
I don't fucking know. It's called something about the Lakers. The Lakers Dynasty. It's so
isn't it like Winning Times or something like that?
Actually, what's it called? So Tiger King. There's a movie out.
A new one.
And actually, Better Call Saul, the season 5 is on Netflix. We fucking, me and Nancy binged that. It was fucking great. I
haven't watched any of that.
What's the name?
The Tiger, the Tiger King. Yeah, you're right. Tiger King. Yeah, it's the scripted one, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, though.
Like with the girl from SNL.
Yeah.
Is it a series?
Yeah.
Series.
It's like they're like actors in it.
It's just a movie.
No.
The Tiger King, the documentary is like.
Yeah.
Footage, but he's talking about like they made a show about it.
Yeah, I thought it was just like
Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin.
I thought it was just
what's it called?
Could be one long
the Lakers movie. One is called Winning Time, the Winning Rise Time. Of the Lakers Dynasty.
Yeah, it's fucking what's pretty cool, man. Crave, yeah.
Yeah. So is Ted Lasso coming back out at any time?
Ted Lasso is another fucking
show. I can't wait for that one. That's
Apple has
a
lot of fucking cool shows, man.
Ted Lasso?
Washington owner, right?
No, he's Ted Lasso's the soccer coach. The
football coach who moved to Europe to coach soccer.
Yeah. It's like a half-hour sitcom kind of show, but it's good. It's
Jason Sudeikis.
I haven't watched any fucking TV.
The guy from SNL. He used to do the
What are they doing?
Four of Us Have Jobs.
Like,
Aaron.
He's fucked up like the European soccer coach.
Yeah, he used to coach football, and they brought him over here to fail. It's kind of like a major league kind of thing, but then he does really good. It's a fucking really good show. Ted Lasso. Yeah. It's on Apple.
Can't
Brian
wait.
Also doesn't have Apple.
Can't wait for season 3 of that one. It's going to be good.
Maybe we should ask the listeners to start up a GoFundMe for Brian's TV crave.
We could do that. We could.
Brian's birthday is in October, so please send him Crave gift cards.
Don't forget about Rob. That's Brian with a Y.
All right, well, I think we've pretty much hammered out this episode for everything we're going to milk it for this time. So we'll sign off. We'll be back hopefully sometime soon. And anyone have anything to add for?
Yeah, we can't wait for 3 months again. No.
We'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention something.
Okay.
Fuck Toronto.